The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, as you've been hearing, the average waiting time for the driving test has hit a 10-week target, but in some centres the waiting time is still higher and the number of no-shows for the test increasing. I'm joined on the line by Ger Herbert, motoring editor and columnist with The Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, just clarify for me one thing. I mean, there are people waiting to apply for a driving test and then there are people actually waiting for the test. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so if you're waiting for the test, you have to be eligible basically to sit the test. So you have sat the required number of, you've done the required number of lessons, you have waited the 6 months, all of that, and you're on a waiting list. So basically that waiting time has gone down. They were planning on getting it to 10 weeks by the 1st of September. It's down. But the important thing to note, Pat, is actually what that waiting time represents is not when you'll be called for your test or when you'll get a test date, but when you'll be actually invited to apply for your test. So there can be another 2 to 5 weeks on top of that wait. So you get an invite at that point to actually, you know, to select a date. And then, as I said, that date could be up to 5 weeks later.
Okay, so it could be, if you're the average, 10 weeks waiting for your invitation and then maybe another five. So it could be 15 weeks. But in some test centres, it could be shorter. You might get an invitation more quickly. And in some, it could be far longer.
Yeah, so I had a quick look this morning, just 10 random centres that I checked. So in the likes of Athlone, you're looking at being invited to sit your test around the 29th of September. Now, it can also vary considerably. In Tala, that is the 8th of December. So a huge difference there. In Donegal, it's the 3rd of November. In Finglas, it's the 6th of October. Killarney is the 13th of October. Again, Mallow is the 24th of November. So very different waiting times depending on where you are in the country, Pat.
And that's waiting for your invitation. Now, typically, when you get the invitation, because they should only be really inviting you in accordance with their capacity to do the tests. So typically, do you think it's what, five weeks before the test actually happens?
5 weeks is the max. I'd say, given the fact that there's variations around the country, there's probably variations around the country in terms of that wait time as well. But what the RSA say is that it's between 2 and 5 weeks that you'll get that invite.
So you get the invitation and then do they give you a selection of slots? Because not everyone is available on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, so you actually, then you select your date. Now, what's interesting here is if you look at the no shows, one of the problem I think, Pat, is that you have to cancel the test 10 days. If you can't make that time that you've selected, you have to cancel it 10 days before the test date. Now, that doesn't leave an awful lot of time really for people, or doesn't leave an awful lot of flexibility. So if you look at the numbers as well, that have actually, it's like over 3,000 people in the first 6 months that haven't shown up. I think, you know, the no shows could be addressed through, there are definitely better ways of dealing with it rather than just, you know, insisting on people cancelling a test, you know, 10 days before. That doesn't allow so much flexibility for people.
However, we're always told that if you're badly stuck to get a license for maybe driving to college because you've no other way, you've no accommodation or a job that requires a driving license, that they will try to facilitate you. And maybe it's thanks to the no shows that people get facilitated.
Yeah, there has been manual intervention with the booking test system, and this is one of the ways that they've actually reduced that waiting list. So they've actually gone in and moved slots around where the, you know, where the demand is higher. But at the same time, Pat, I mean, there isn't a system where there's a digital standby list. So if you literally cancel within 48 hours or 24 hours, there's nothing to suggest that that slot then becomes available. You would wonder as well that if there was a system whereby maybe you had to verify and confirm your test 48 hours in advance or 24 hours in advance, would that remind people that they have a test and maybe at that point then those slots could be reallocated? So, I mean, when somebody doesn't show up, you know, a lot of those slots just seem to go to waste, Pat. So I think there's a huge inefficiency in the system in that sense.
Now, if you book a medical appointment, often they will text you a dental appointment or whatever the day before or even a couple of days before to remind you that you have it. And they also remind you that no show means you'll still be charged maybe off your credit card in various practices. So the same really applies. If you don't show and you don't alert them, you lose your money. And they've collected quite a bit of change on foot of the no shows.
Yeah, I mean, based on 3,729 no-shows in the first half of this year, generated 316,965 in revenue. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. And as I said, like, they currently require 10 days notice for fee refunds, which does seem a bit excessive to me. I mean, I think it would make a big difference if they reduce this to 48 or 72 hours. I mean, I'm sure people don't want to lose the fee, but at that point, once the 10 days, even if it's 7 days before, you probably think to yourself, well, there's no point now, so I won't bother. So I think they definitely need to look at this whole system, because, I mean, even if they freed up half of those, 50% of those no-shows would actually make a big difference to the current testing capacity.
Now, the question of people being serial learners, they keep on getting new learner permits, and of course they're able to do so if they can show they have applied for a test. If they never intend to do a test, or they're too nervous or terrified to do the test, and they keep applying in this way, is there any scheme to stop that happening?
Yeah, I mean, this has been talked about for a very long time, and the RSA have always said that if they were to bring in a system whereby you had to sit a test when you applied for your third learner permit, then that what would happen is it would put too much pressure on the system. Now, the whole idea was, once you reduced that wait list down to 10 weeks, which is a very manageable waiting time, that then you could start doing that. And the plan is then to limit it to four consecutive permits, and after that, then you'd have to go back to the start and, you know, reapply.
Does that mean you
again
have to start doing the lessons again, all of that kind of thing? Would that be the regime?
That would be an extreme version of it, yes. But I mean, I suppose the idea is, just currently as it stands, as you said, there is no onus on you to actually sit a test. Once you can prove that you're in the system and you have a date for a test, your learner permit is renewed. The problem is, after that, you can cancel a test or not show up or whatever, and therefore there's no way of imposing that. So, I mean, we do need to do that. The fact of the matter is, we do have learners on the road, and, you know, this has been documented, that have never even attempted a test, never mind, you know, passed one.
Now, these numbers are not the official numbers. They're gleaned from the official numbers by a group called PARC, P-A-R-C. And therefore, what we see revealed is a bit like a curate's egg. It's good in spots. Our texters are active. The announcement of waiting time being down to 10 weeks is an absolute nonsense. My son is waiting on a retest since the 30th of March. My daughter failed her first test on the 1st of April. She received her invitation to resit last week and passed yesterday. That amounts to a 20-week wait. I thought all of these young people waiting on driving tests were saving the planet by walking and cycling, remarks another. Our daughter applied for her driving test last October and has now received her invitation to do her test in late December. Total madness to have to wait that long. That's a year, basically. Or short of, just, but we don't know what area that was in. The 10-week wait has been in place as a plan for the last 5 years. They've never hit it, ever. How is it possible that 5 years of failure to deliver is just accepted? My sister-in-law successfully interviewed as a tester 4 years ago and carried out her advanced training as a tester, but she's never been called since. It's absolutely laughable. There's absolutely no way that you can be facilitated for an earlier test. My son is heading to college in Canada on Thursday and was told that there is no way to move him up. Canada? I don't think that must be a mistype, because if he's going to Canada, he needs to do the test in Canada and not here. Anyway, I'm not sure about that one. Anyway, Ger, this is a work in progress. I mean, we had the head of the driving test regime in with us some time ago, and it looked like progress was being made. And this may be a sign of things to come, that they are actually making progress.
Yeah, I think the problem is, Pat, we're still dealing, there are people in the system who are dealing with these historically long waiting lists. And if they're only being called now, they could quite easily have been on the waiting list for a very long time. And as I said, there's the waiting list times in to be called to do a test, not to actually get a test date. And that's where the difference is. It can be up to 5 weeks up on top of these, you know, 10-week average times.
Yeah, I'm just seeing a clarification, perhaps, that students can go to Canada on Erasmus. And that might be why, I suppose, if you get your driving test here, what the regime in Canada, does it honour the Irish driving licence? Perhaps it does for a period. That might be what that is all about. Anyway, Ger Herbert, motoring editor with The Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.